It's Thursday night, Hey Adar Beis. We're of all places, we're in Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, and we're in Perek Chamishi. And he gave us. Okay, he talked about that. Okay, we can start with page Kuf Pei Vav, the first line. Just to summarize what we learned 2 days ago, he said, there's an aspect, when you do something, obviously one of the things he's talking about is that you should do it totally, you should strive to do it l'shem shamayim, not to receive thanks or honor from people. However, many times the Yetzer Hara tries to use that against you. And let's say you want to learn something, so he tells you, learn at home. You don't want anybody to see you learning, knowing full well that you're not going to do much learning at home. So he says, oh, you daven fast, you don't want people to think you're a faker, you're a tzaddik, you know, you don't really deserve to be called a tzaddik. And you're davening slow, and they're going to honor you, and you don't deserve to be honored, you don't want to be honored. So daven a quick, you want to essay so that no one will think highly of you. So he said, that's ridiculous. There are some things that by nature are done publicly, and that's all, they're done publicly. And if you want to work on yourself, and there's a litmus test, like, why did I do it? Right? I davened with kavana, but I was in the shul, and I know people are watching me. So he says, ask yourself two questions. Now, by the very nature of asking yourself two questions, he's assuming the person has the ability to be objective about himself and introspective, which is really, that's a big leap to make such an assumption. Because most people, I think, don't have the ability to be introspective and to be objective about themselves. So that you can't do what he says. But if you can, so he says, ask yourself two questions. Question number one is, be honest with yourself and ask yourself, what were you expecting as the consequence or the reward for doing this? Like, what were you anticipating? What were you looking forward to? What was in your mind? What are you going to get for doing this? So if your answer is Olam Abba and you're dealing with Hashem, that's good. It's grounded, we said, not the highest madrega to do something because of Olam Abba, but in the context of what he's talking about now, which is that you're doing it L'man Hashem, or so that people should honor you, so you're it's the right answer. You can proceed, collect $200, pass go. You gave the right answer, I did it for Olam Abba. Meaning I did it because Hashem told me to do it. What were you anticipating? What were you expecting? What do you mean? I was expecting a reward from Hashem. Or I was expecting that people should think highly of me. So that's the focused question is, what gemul, what reward were you expecting for your actions? And the second question is, what would have happened if you would have done this privately? If you would have been at home, would you have done the exact same thing with the exact same intensity and the same everything that you did it? Islavos, speed, intensity, kavana, diktuk, carefulness. Would you have done that at all if no one's around?
What's the point of these questions? You say the answer is the wrong answer. What would you do differently?
You have to work on yourself to develop Yichud HaMaisa.
You're still supposed to do it publicly even though you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, but you have to work. That's what he's saying. The Yetzer is trying to tell you, if you're not perfect, so don't do it. Go home. That the only way to do it l'shma is to go home and do it. When you go home and you don't have a charusa, and the phone rings and the wife asks you, the Yetzer knows that. So he's saying, but the right way is do it publicly, because that's the nature of the act, is a public act. And if you're worried about that, so ask yourself two questions, and you'll know the truth, and then you'll just work on yourself if it needs work. Kuf Pei Vav. moving along in Yetzer Hara tactics. That's what Perek Chamishi was all about. Different tactics of the Yetzer Hara. V'chasher lo yimtzo ha-yetzer derech la-hashilcha, la-hashilcha, min ofen hazeh. If the Yetzer Hara fails at this tactic, the tactic of making yourself so frum that you'll never be frum, right? You're so frum that you can never do it publicly. You don't want to do it that people should see you or hold of you or give you honor. So he says, okay, do it. Either don't daven properly so that people shouldn't give you honor, or do it at home knowing full well that you're not going to daven properly at home, etc. So he failed. Yishchake negdecha. He'll be more subtle than what we just said. It's very hard. The Yetzer Hara is relentless, and if he fails, so he gets more and more subtle. More, you have to be more and more on top of yourself and introspective and honest, and you have to know what Hashem wants in order to combat it. For who? Miderech hagmul v'ha'onesh b'olam hazeh u'li'olam haba. He talks about Yischar and Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Now he talks about, not much what we talked about, the subtlety of doing things for a reward, even if the reward's from Hashem. So he tries to get you to focus on the reward. That you're not doing it because you want to fulfill the will of Hashem, but you're doing it for the reward's sake. So till now, when it was a question of a reward from Hashem, or people honoring you, so he was happy if your answer was a reward from Hashem, because at least you pulled away from people and you're doing it for Hashem. Now it's more adin, more subtle. V'umi derech hagmul v'onesh b'olam hazeh v'olam haba. V'yom b'lecha, and he'll say to you, atom min yivcharei Hashem usagul haso. You're a very big tzaddik. You deserve all the rewards that the Chumash talks about, both in Olam Hazeh, rain, wealth, kavod, and Olam Haba. V'lochein hishtadel kifi yachol tuchot. So try your best. Ulay tizka lakach b'ma'asecha v'tuv himoshuscha achrei avodas Hashem. Do it. Pursue it. Keep your eye on the prize. The prize is Hashem promised you, if you're good, this is what you get. So be good, and keep your eye on the prize, on the goal. And he tries to subtly, or not so subtly, turn that into the goal, to get that reward, because the Torah promises you a reward. He says, you don't want to get Hashem angry at you. Hashem says he's going to give you a reward. So go for it. And he subtly turns the reward into the goal of why you're doing what you're doing. It's like you go to a carnival, right? And if you get the target, so they give you a stuffed animal. They give you a prize. So really, I mean, the real prize is that you're a good marksman. I mean, that's what you want to show. That's what you want to do. You want to hit the target. The goal isn't the stuffed dog, right? That's you get a prize because you did it, but the real prize, the real thing of value, is that you're a marksman, like you hit the target. But it doesn't take much to subtly change the prize into the whole purpose. The purpose is not to be good at it, or to show you good at it, or to focus your koiches and energies to hit the target. The focus becomes, I want that dog. I want the stuffed animal. So that's what the Yetzer Hara does. Make that your goal. Pursue it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And he starts quoting him tens of psukim, which talk about the schar that tzaddikim get, and says, you know, that's you, man. Like, go for it. Ki utachlis ashrecha, the sea, the peak of simcha secha, ka'omro or zeruah latzadik, uli yishrelev simcha. So he says, you're worthy of this, so go for it. Try to attain that madrega. Now, the imtishma lo, if you fall into this trap, the sismo chal dvarav, and that becomes your purpose, yapilcha besug, besuge hashita fanister. That is very, very harsh words. He says, suddenly, you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. B'shitav. Shitav means you're worshipping two masters. He says, the two masters are Hashem and yourself. If you become the goal of your lifestyle, even if the goal is the schar, but you become the goal. It's that you should benefit. That's the purpose. So that's like, you're worshipping two masters when you do things. You're worshipping yourself, and you're worshipping yourself, because you're doing it to attain a goal.
But that is the purpose.
No, it's not the purpose. It's a reward, it's not the purpose. It's not your purpose. Your purpose, it should not be that. We're dealing with a subtlety. For most people sitting here, halavai, we should do everything for schar and do everything good, because we want to get schar. But, you know, as he goes through the perek, he gets more and more subtle. Yichud ha-maisa means ultimately you're totally focused on doing the will of Hashem. Your goal is not what you will gain out of it. You ever hear the story?
But the reason to have yichud ha-maisa is to get more
subtle. Did you ever read the story? I don't know if it's true or not, it doesn't matter. About the guy that brought an esrog to town. It's told about a number of big people, so I won't say who it happened to. So he brings the esrog to town. It's the only esrog in town in Europe. They didn't have any esrogim. So he asked him, say, you know, he wants to go home for Sukkot. And whoever it was, the Grod, Mal Shem Tov, doesn't matter, Duke Snyder, or someone. And he tells him, yes, I promise you, I promise you my own my boss, something like that. And he said afterwards that he was very happy that he was able to do the mitzvah without any thought of a reward. He did it purely because Hashem wanted him to do it. A person, right? In other words, a person is ready even to be moser nefesh, so to speak, to give up his own my boss, if it came to that. If he knew he was doing the will of Hashem, and for some reason, because of that, he's going to become Zolom HaBar for a higher purpose. It's a rarity, normally, of course, but it's not the purpose. Again, we're in a subtle place where, really, that's what he's saying. That's what Yichud HaMaisa teaches us. Ultimately, you're not supposed to do something for the purpose of attaining a reward. You can be. He's going to say what? Yes. That's because there's so many psukim in the Torah that you get a reward. So he's going to end up saying, you're aware of it, and you look at that also as the Ratzon Hashem. Like you view it as, okay, like Hashem wants me to get all of my bus, so obviously I'm going to get it, and that's a good thing, and, you know, I'm on the same page as Hashem. But it's ultimately because Hashem decreed it. And that's, you know, so, okay, fine. I'm not going to throw it away. But that's not the goal of your actions. The goal of your actions is to serve Hashem. Serving Hashem means to do His will. The reward is not your reason for doing it. As if to say, if there wouldn't be a reward, so maybe I wouldn't do it. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. That's not
what about doing his will?
Why the owner wouldn't want to go far, though?